Honor everyone, love their brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king. 1 Peter 2 and verse 17. If you've been here the last few months when I've gave lessons, you've probably heard this quite a bit. But I've been presenting lessons based on honor and respect along these four thought processes. So far, we've looked at honoring parents, peers, bosses, spouses, authority, and government. And tonight, we will continue on this and finish up with the last of my series. So tonight, we'll be looking at the section on fearing God. The word fear is translated here as phobio. It means to fear, to be afraid, to reverence, honor, venerate, to treat with deference, or reverential obedience. And as we heard from the previous lessons, honor, respect, and revere all have similar meanings. But tonight I want us to look at how we are to fear, respect, honor, revere, and be obedient to God. And keep in mind as we go, these words might be interchanged according to your translations, but their meanings are similar. And also as we go through this lesson, we're going to be taking a ground-up approach and build our knowledge of what it means to revere God, why we need to honor Him, and how we are to do it. So first, let's take a look at what it means to honor or to revere God. You know, sometimes on TV or some places, you might hear of these pastors, as they are called, or whatever it may be, offer a prayer in the manner of, "Hey, Pops, just trying to see what's up, just praying to you to check in," or similar. And this is not how God wants to be treated, and this is how not we should not pray. We can read in Psalm 111 and verse 9 that God is to be revered. Turn over to Psalm 111 and verse 9. He sent redemption unto His people, and He hath commanded His covenant forever. Holy and reverend is His name. So it means to have godly fear. As we read, we are to fear Him. Fearing God is one way of showing that we respect His power and His authority. Turn over a few chapters to Psalm 33. In Psalm 33 and verse 8, "Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all of its inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him." So fear is explained as one way as standing in awe. You know, saying, "Wow." For example, if you can think about the universe, all the stars, the planets, the suns, the solar systems, and the billions of miles, the billions of light years wide, you sit and think, "Wow, how awesome is this that it's this big?" Well, God made it. God made it all, and it is a show of His power. So when we can think of things like this and stand in awe, we too can stand in awe of God and remember that God has all power and all authority. Continuing in Psalms, if we go to Psalm 89. Psalm 89 and 7. "God is great to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all that are about Him." We can also see that it means to worship in spirit and truth. If you turn over to John with me. Turn to John chapter 4. We'll read verses 23 and 24. "But the hour comes, and now is, when true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to worship Him. God is spirit, and they that worship Him must also worship Him in spirit and in truth." So to be pleasing to God, we must worship Him in spirit and truth. And if we are not doing worship in spirit and truth, we are not honoring Him. Not the way that God wants us to honor Him anyway. And we will be displeasing in His sight. Look back in Joshua. Joshua 24. Joshua 24 and 14. "Now therefore, fear the Lord, and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve you the Lord." We know that Israel wasn't honoring God when over and over and over again they would go back to their idols, or they would go back to their false gods and forget God. But we are told here that we are to honor and serve the Lord and put away all else. 1 Samuel 12 and 24 reads, "Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great a things he has done for you." So every ounce of our being should be to serve God with all we have, because all we have is because of God. And this brings us to our next point. Why should we honor God? As the last verse I just read said, God does great things for us. So he deserves and is worthy of all of our honor. Let's look in Hebrews now. Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13, and we'll read verse 6. "So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear when man shall do unto me." So we don't have to worry when the Lord is on our side. He will help us, he will guide us, and we should not fear man, but instead, we should only fear God. We can see more that God has done for us in Luke, the first chapter. Luke, the first chapter, we'll read 46 through 50. "And Mary said, my soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will be blessed, will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation upon generation." So his mercy surrounds us. It keeps us blessed. And he will continue to do great things for us as he always has. And because he blesses us so much, he is worthy of our honor. If you turn over with me to Revelation chapter 4. Revelation 4. We'll read verse 11. "Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and by your will they existed and were created." If you'll turn over to the next chapter in 5, we'll read 11 and 12, continuing on. Revelation 5, 11 through 12. "Then I looked, and I heard around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb who is slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and all blessings.'" So why else should we honor God? Well, it is our duty, and not only that, but God demands it. We give God honor because it pleases him, because it pleases him. And that's our whole goal in life, to please our Creator. As we read in Ecclesiastes, the famous verse, Ecclesiastes 12 and 13. Ecclesiastes 12 and 13. "Let us then hear the whole conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." So we could just end it right there. But as long as we can remember this and continue to honor and fear God, everything else should come easier. But if we don't respect God and we are in sin, we could be in danger of hellfire, as we see in Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12 and verse 28 through 29. "Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful, and let us worship God acceptably with reverence and with awe, for our God is a consuming fire." So why else should we honor God? Because we will be rewarded for it. If you'll turn back to 1 Peter. Rather, turn forward to 1 Peter. Chapter 3. My text is didn't print well here. 1 Peter 3, 14 through 16. Nope, that's not right. One second. Well, I have it written down here. But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled, but in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense for anyone who asks you a reason, for the hope is not in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. This also echoes off Proverbs 22, 3 through 4, which reads, "A prudent man foresees the evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. But humility and the fear of the Lord brings riches, honor, and a long life." So riches, honor, and a long life can be had if we only honor and fear our Lord. And as we read back in 1 Peter, to not fear men, but instead honor and fear Christ and God, and we will indeed be blessed. So now that we know honor of God is needed, how do we do it? How do we honor God? First off, with our worship. Our worship needs to come from the heart, and not only from the lips, as we can see in Isaiah 29. Isaiah 29. We'll read verse 13. "Wherefore, the Lord said, for as much as this people draws near me with their mouth, and with their lips honor me, but they have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught instead by the precepts of men." So we have to, as talked earlier, worship Him with all of our heart, and worship Him in spirit and truth, as you read in John 4:23 earlier. But how else can we honor God? We can honor God through our daily study of God's Word. We need to read God's Word to be pleasing to Him. And by reading His Word, we are giving Him honor. And it is something that we should be doing on a daily basis, regardless. The Word of God is God's spoken law and should be important to us. And when we read it, we should learn to fear God. If you're still in Isaiah, we'll read Isaiah 66, 2 through 5. Isaiah 66, 2 through 5. "All these things my hand has made, and so all these things came to be, declares the Lord. But this is the one to whom I will look, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word." So God will take notice when we tremble at His word, when we read it and respect it. And when we do, God will be pleased. Another way we can honor God is by being obedient. By being obedient, we can learn to honor God. Turn over to 1 Samuel. We'll read chapter 15 and verse 22. 1 Samuel 15, 22. "And Samuel said, Has the Lord as great a delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of rams." So it brings great pleasure to God when we are obedient, listen to His word, and read it. And by being obedient, we can receive God with fear and honor and trembling. We'll be pleasing to Him and just in His sight. 2 Corinthians 7 and 15, we can read, and his affection for you is all the greater when he remembers that you all were obedient, receiving him with fear and with trembling. And the last way to honor God is by honoring others. As we have learned from previous lessons, it is also important to honor our parents, our families, authority, but most of all, to honor God. And we know that by following God's word and honoring everyone, we can in turn honor God as well. So these are just a few ways that we can honor God. Anything and everything we do that is a righteous act honors God. So as we go throughout this coming week and throughout the rest of our lives, let us remember that our goal is to glorify God's name, to give him all honor and all praise. I appreciate everyone's attention tonight. I know that was a short lesson, but wanted to wrap up my series. And if you really want to know more about reverencing God, the best lesson that I've probably heard is by a man named J.R. Bronger, who gave a series on reverence at a gospel meeting a few years ago. And I still have that if you want it. But I think the topic of honor and respect was important for us to learn. And as we close, I want us to remember this verse once more. Romans 12 and verse 10 reads, "Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. So let us remember to show everyone, especially God, the honor that everyone deserves and the honor that God expects of us." If you are not yet a Christian tonight, we encourage you to become one. You must first hear the word of God and believe it, as we see in Romans 10 and verse 9. You must then repent of your sins, Acts 3 and 19. You must then confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, Romans 10, 9. After all this, you can then be baptized, as we see in Acts 2:38 and Mark 16, verse 16. So if you are in need, either wanting to become a Christian tonight, or in need of prayer, and are ready to commit your life to God, please come forward as we stand and sing if you have a need.